Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond.
We'll talk about a stock that's certainly shining. It is certainly Diamond Foods. Ticker is DMND. Stock's up about 30% so far this year, and you know a lot of their brands. Here to talk a little bit more about the company, which does report earnings tomorrow after the close, is Brett Hundley. He's agribusiness consumer foods equity analyst at BB&T Capital Markets. He joins us on the phone from Richmond, Virginia. Brett, welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Good afternoon.
Hey, listen, it is a company that we know their brands, Diamond Walnuts, Kettle Potato Chips, very familiar. What about this company should we be kind of on the watch out for when it reports results tomorrow?
Well, and just as a point of clarification, they're going to report after the bell this evening.
Forgive me.
And investors will be very much keyed in on their top-line growth momentum. People are going to want to see that the top line is continuing to grow, and particularly they want to see the snack segment grow, the kettle potato chips, the Pop Secret that you alluded to.
Hey, Brett, tell us a little bit about the travails of Diamond Foods, because it hasn't been smooth sailing for this company over the last 2 years.
That's probably putting it lightly.
Well, I'm giving you the diplomatic version, you know?
Messy is probably a good word, but there were some accounting inconsistencies that came to light in late 2011, and there's a new management team in place. All of the lawsuits have been cleared. The company has reorganized some high-cost debt that it had to take on. It has restructured its brands, and those brands are growing favorably again. And the last hurdle to clear, I think, is going to be walnut growers coming back to this company. The company lost a lot of walnut growers around 2011.
Explain how that business works. It's almost like a co-op.
It is. So the short of it is that Diamond takes walnuts from a number of growers in California and markets them into the retail channel or internationally into the export area.
All I got to say about walnut sales is they're like gold. I mean, I do a lot of baking around the holidays, and you spend $10, $12, $13 a bag easily. I mean, what's the margins on a product like that?
Well, margins have been more difficult for Diamond, given that it lost a number of growers. Its throughput at its facility in California has been very low. But typically, I think that you should think this is a business that can make a high single-digit, even a low double-digit gross margin traditionally.
So what about the stock? Do you think you should be buying the shares of DMND?
Still love the stock. We've been on board since $22 a share. We think that as the company gets walnut growers back, as it regains its top-line momentum in snacks, particularly in natural snacks, we think this is a stock that can easily go into the 40s.
Brett, you've got a $35 price target. So are you looking to up that target when you say that it could easily go into the early 40s or so?
Well, I feel confident that the stock can move into the 40s. We'll have to look and see what it does after the bell today. But I think that as the street gets more comfortable with the growth profile of this company, that it can start to discount a stock in the 40s. And for what it's worth, I do think this company is an eventual takeout candidate.
Well, that's where I was going next with this, because we got the battle for Hillshire Brands. You think Diamond is going to maybe change its name? I mean, it's a brand name, but not for all the products, and perhaps not for the fastest growing group of products.
Yeah, it's a good question. We see the company potentially acquiring further into the natural space. It will have an equity offering coming up soon, we believe, and we think you could.
Will that hit the stock price? You do a secondary, that'll drop the price typically.
Well, the shares that it is going to be offering are already included in the share count, so that dilution is already accounted for.
Okay.
And then if the company issued additional equity to, say, make an acquisition, we think it would do so on an accretive basis. So we think that buyers can get in ahead of that equity offering. We expect the company to go after natural brands, as we said before. But as far as a name change, I think they're going to stick to their original Diamond Foods name.
Brett, who do you see as their competition? I know in your research note you point out some fierce competition from PepsiCo and Mondelez International, but who really does Diamond compete against?
Well, on the potato chip side, it certainly competes to a degree against Frito-Lay. We would argue that Kettle is well positioned in the natural aisle. On the popcorn side, its biggest competitor is Conagra, who owns the Orville brand. Mm-hmm. And then on the snack nut or the tree nut side, certainly it competes against Planters, which is owned by Kraft. And on the raw commodity nut side, it competes against John B. Sanfilippo and Son. So a number of competitors out there across different categories, but we believe the new management team in place at Diamond is very, very strong, and it has positioned the Diamond brands for success.
Well, if that's the case, they can't necessarily deal with Mother Nature. We've got a drought going on in California. How does weather affect the prospects for the company?
It's interesting. It's certainly a concern. We talked to a number of growers in California, and they see it going either way. They would, of course, like to see more rain, but when the walnut orchards are restricted from water, they can either go two ways. They can short production, which would be a bad thing, and sometimes these trees will actually flourish and increase production when there's a drought. That is yet to be seen, and we'll have more color on that as the summer goes along. Typically, we start to get walnut production estimates around late August, early September.
Interesting. Hey, Brett, you did mention you've got a buy on the stock, and you said it could go into the 40s. Right now, we've got an estimated PE, so a forward-looking PE of about 52. So there's a lot of optimism priced into the stock, and you do believe that that optimism will be met.
I definitely do. For starters, my estimate for 2015, which I think is the estimate that people should use to value this company, we use a 20 PE multiple on our estimate, which is well above the street. We see the street coming to us. And frankly, some of the more natural, healthy snack companies out there get a 25 multiple or higher. And so if this company can do around $2 in EPS in the future, and you attach a 20 or a 25 multiple, you can see why we here at BB&T get excited.
Hey, Brett, a little bit more about Brian Driscoll, if you can, the chief executive, a background at Hostess Brands, as well as Kraft Foods and Procter & Gamble. What's his specialty?
Brian understands the branded side of food very, very well. He understands the marketing side very, very well. He's been in food for a while now, as you alluded to. And we were really impressed when we first met him, when he told us about his strategy. We were just in all the way. We thought that it would really play out well. And sure enough, the repositioning that he's done for Kettle to begin with has been impressive. Kettle sales have rebounded very strongly. Pop Secret is performing very well. And the jury's still out on Emerald, on their Emerald snack brand, but he cut SKUs by about two-thirds and repositioned that product, and we think that product's going to find great success as well.
So, Brett, you obviously like the stock. You're very optimistic. So what's the one thing that we have to really kind of watch out for that would make you possibly change your tune just quickly?
There would be two things. If snack sales reversed on us, that would be a concern. We do not see that happening. The second is walnut growers. If this company does not get walnut growers back this summer, our 2015 estimate would be in jeopardy.
All right, going to leave it there. Hey, Brett, thanks for the time this afternoon. Brett Hundley, agribusiness consumer foods equity analyst at BB&T Capital Markets, joining us on the phone from Richmond, Virginia. Diamond Food Shares, that is, down 6/10 of 1%, down 21 cents at $33.02 a share. The company does report after the closing bell today. You are listening to Taking Stock. I'm Carol Masser, my co-host Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.